The Energy Information Administration defines renewable energy as conventional hydroelectric power, solar, hot water, and PV, wind, which most people would recognize, geothermal, and biomass. Biomass is actually a little controversial in that burning of trash or burning of wood or whatever the fuel source may be actually creates some amount of pollution. Okay. It is a waste stream, and it is there, and we would have to deal with it in some way or another, but some people still don't look at that as necessarily being as renewable or sustainable as some of the other fuel sources that are included in the renewable energy mix. Today, the total supply sources for energy as a whole includes petroleum, natural gas, coal, nuclear power, and then also renewables. You know, I mentioned a long list of renewables earlier. But that component, the renewable energy component, against all of the other inputs into the energy mix is still relatively small compared to the others.
Okay.
We're talking about less than 10% of all of our energy production generally being the renewable energy portion. Certainly petroleum is the largest component of the supply sources for producing energy. A lot of that, as many people would probably know, goes to the transportation sector, but it's still regarded as a supply source along with natural gas, coal, and the others. If you look at August 2008 to August 2009, the total demand for electricity in the United States was on the decline, with coal-produced electricity being the largest fuel-specific decline among the mix. During that time, the renewable energy production grew at unprecedented rates. And in fact, at some points last year, renewable energy, wind energy in particular, grew between 30 and 40% for the month of March in 2009 over the month of March in 2008. So even though we are seeing a decline in the demand for energy, we're seeing an increase in the production of renewable energy. A lot of people want to say that, you know, we can't use wind turbines or solar panels to supply the power needs of the United States in particular. And one of the main reasons they claim that is because the intermittent ability of a solar panel or a wind turbine to produce electricity. The wind's not always blowing. The sun's not always out. So critics of renewable energy like to point out that it's not a reliable fuel source in that regard. But there are many more starting to come forward in the scientific and the energy community saying that in three states in the Midwest in particular, we can produce most of the electrical needs of the United States just with wind turbines in that part of the country. The problem being that we don't have transmission capability in that part of the country to get energy produced by wind turbines and distributed to the rest of the United States. So we kind of have some things to overcome, but many are starting to speak up and say, yes, the capacity is there, whether it's in the Midwest, whether it's on the Plain States, or whether it's just off our shores in the West Coast or East Coast, the capacity is there, even just for one renewable energy power source to potentially power the entire United States. Without a doubt, the private sector has been stepping up. I think that's why we see a lot of the growth, especially over the last couple of years. But also the federal government has been pumping more money into infrastructure upgrades. We hear a lot about smart grid. You know, a lot of the grid in the United States is very old. It's not reliable. It's based on old technology. So we need this investment in not only upgrading the grid, but also putting it in places where wind power and solar power are more prevalent. And the federal government is doing that. And so I think when you see these public-private partnerships and some of the funding and investment that's going on, we're going to continue to see this growth occur into the near future especially.